A man ain't a man till a woman calls his name. A man ain't a man till he sets a woman's heart aflame. Till a man makes a woman obey his every rule. He's just a little fish in a great big pool. A man ain't a man till a woman calls his name. Yes, a man ain't a man till he holds a woman in his arms.
You recognize not the artist, but the sound.
Yeah. That was actually, this is actually coming off of vinyl, and it's actually an original mono recording by Louis Jordan in 1958, where he was redoing some of the songs he did in the 40s, because the you know, the quality of what they got out of a studio in the 50s was already upgrading over that. But this is the original. Let's listen to that a little bit longer. Louis Jordan, vocals and saxophone from 1958. Man, we're wailing.
Perhaps you've appreciated Tuesday night's Vinyl Vault series with Jeff Anderson here on KUVO. We're going to talk about the fidelity of the long-playing record this morning with Listen Up's Philip Murray, who's in studio with us. Good morning, Philip.
Good morning, guys. Nice to be here.
Yeah, well,
good to have you back.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You should see his eyes light up when we talk about records, the LP. The occasion is Listen Up's annual celebration of great sound called the Music Matters Seminars, April 16th and 17th, this Wednesday and Thursday at the Listen Up Denver location on South Pearl. This year, Music Matters has a special emphasis on turntables and records. Philip, really, you're a specialist in high-end audio. Records? Or is this a big step back?
No, I think it's a big step forward. We're seeing tremendous growth in turntable sales. Basically, what we're selling now are either streaming devices like Sonos or turntables. CD player sales are way down. I think people, after, you know, the past 10 years of doing downloads and iPods, people are craving something physical. You can't replace the graphics on a record, the whole process of putting the record on and putting the needle over. And frankly, it sounds better than CDs.
It sounds more, I guess, real, maybe more authentic, I guess. Is that?
You know, it's interesting. CDs were supposed to have great dynamic range, great bass. When I go home and play a record, I'll play a CD. I'd love to have people over, play the CD version, then play the same song on vinyl, and their eyes light up.
It's like night and day.
I've actually done that in my office, Phil. I've done that with the CD and the album, okay? And I start them at the same time. And so then I just flip back and forth on the button on the receiver, and just to hear what it's like. Actually, I think I started it about 5 or 7 seconds behind. Right. So I would start the CD first, then start the album, and the album would replay what I just heard on CD. And it was absolutely unbelievable. The warmth. And there's some things. If you've got your, the album might have a little static if you haven't played it in a while or whatever, but the bottom line is the quality, the depth of the music is unbelievable.
There's something that just connects with people. The other thing, especially in jazz, is one of our presenters at our event is a guy by the name of Joe Harley, who's produced a number of jazz and blues artists. And for about the past 5 or 6 years, he's been working with Blue Note and doing reissues of classic Blue Note titles. And the sound quality, I actually went out to visit him in California during one of the mastering sessions and listened to the master tape as they're doing the transfer, and his albums sound like the master tape. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Blue Note is actually reissuing LPs again,
right?
Because as you're tracking, the sales of LPs is up and up.
Oh yeah, just go to Twist and Shout and look at the the record department. It's incredible.
Yeah, the lots of what are we called when we just finger through those crates? There are a few of us out there. We know who we are. We know who we are. The other thing, I just want to say this about records, it's much more interactive. You're interacting with the album art, right. But you've got to get up after 3, 4, 5 songs and handle it.
Well, that's the other thing, is I think when you play a record, you're paying attention to it. You're more
good
involved
point.
In it.
Very good point.
When you put on a CD or... You know, I have a Sonos system at home that's in the main part of my house, and it's background music. But when I play a record, you put it on, you put the needle on, and you sit down and listen to it. And usually I don't even read while I listen to it.
Yeah.
I'm just listening to the music. You're more involved.
Going back to the aspect of Blue Note and the reissues and so forth, they recently also came out with a few titles that were put out in 45. But the record, it was a 33 1/3 size LP, but it was actually played in 45.
Right. What Joe Harley has done with his Blue Note reissues is they're two record sets, and they're in 45, and basically they can get more information in the groove. They can make the groove a little larger, and you get up a lot more often. But they sound great.
Well, here at the at Studio Flow Cuba, these guys never sit down. They're up after every song. So easy for us. Our guest is Philip Murray from Listen Up. The session's called Music Matters is this Wednesday and Thursday at the Listen Up Denver store on South Pearl. And they're asking you to RSVP because this one might fill up.
Well, the space is limited, and right now Wednesday night session is pretty much full. Thursday we still have space. You can just RSVP by calling 303-778-0780.
I'm looking at a list of 16 record pressing plants in the United States. At its nadir, I thought it was probably 3 or 4 maybe. They had all closed across the U.S. because nobody was making records.
They had closed, and let me tell you, these pressing plants are working 24/7 right now.
So then that leads me to our last question, I think, in how does that translate then in terms of turntable availability and manufacturers? Because turntables have basically gone away as well, at least the high-end ones.
Well, that's an interesting question. They've always been made in the last... year or so, we have had a real challenge trying to keep turntables, especially the popularly priced models, in stock. We have one from a company called Project, which goes for $399, and it's gotten just great reviews, and it's a great way to get back into vinyl. And all last year, we hardly ever had it in stock. People were waiting 2 or 3 months for us to be able to get them one.
And that's better now, though.
Yes. It's gotten better, not only are the pressing plants working overtime, but the turntable manufacturers are working overtime.
And the technology is still basically the same? We're talking about direct drives and belt drives and stuff?
Actually, belt drives typically are found on the better-sounding turntables. Mm-hmm. One of our vendors who will be at our show is a company called VPI, which is based out in New Jersey. They make the turntables there. They have a direct drive model that just sounds incredible, and it costs $30,000.
Whoa.
Drive this home, dear.
That better have wheels on it, right?
My goodness.
They have a really nice belt drive for $1,000.
So. Oh, great, nice, great. Nice. Phil Murray with Listen Up. The Music Matters seminar is this Wednesday and Thursday at the Denver store, 685 South Pearl. Check out the website and get registered, listenup.com. Industry reps on other topics as well, but special emphasis on records. Phil, thanks.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Please come back, man.
I'd love to.